Shri Guru Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Sorabe agora murati rasa sara gora murati rasa sara akala bina yache palasa Sahakar Pakala Bina Jachi Pala Sahakar Gopa Janama Puna Dvija Avatar Dvija avatara Gopa janama puna Dvija avatara Dvija avatara Nigamana pai Nigura vihara Nasuniye ana Nari purusha muke Nasuniye ana Nasuniye ana Hori gora sharana kamala madupana kamala madupana kori gora sharana kamala madupana sarasa sangita madavi dasabana sarasa sangita madavi dasabana Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Bhakta Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama,
Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Sati Thakur Prabhupada ki Shri Prem Datta Nityananda Prabhu ki Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki Shri Shri Radhika Ramanju ki Shri Shri Krishna Balaramaju ki Shri Madhujarasa Ganaiti Murti Mahabhav Prakash Jagannath Swami ki Shri Jagannath, Shri Baladev, Shri Mati Subhadramai, Sudarshan Ju Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Ki, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki, Shri Gaur Purnima Mahamahotsava Ki, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bo, Samaveda Bhakta Binda Ki, All glories to the assembled devotees, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Shiva Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. So we are very fortunate to host amongst us very special guest speaker. Most of us will be maybe aware of him. Please welcome with a loud round of applause His Grace Madhavanand Prabhuji. And also Our Grace Krishna Kunda Mataji. आप में से सबसे कई लोग जो हैं प्रभु जी से अवगत हैं प्रभु जी का जो विशेष योगदान है पूरे इस्कॉन में वो है कि ग्रंथों का जो है प्रभु जी प्रकाशन करते हैं जो हिज होलीनेस गौर गोविंद स्वामी महाराज जी ने जिनको आज्ञा दी कि उन विषयों पर लिखना उन पर चर्चा करना खासतौर पर जैसे उनका मैगजीन है कृष्ण कथामृत का आप में से कई लोग अवगत होंगे और इसका ऑनलाइन एडिशन कृष्ण कथामृत बिंदु प्रभु जी उसके संपादक हैं और इसी उसके साथ साथ जो है प्रभु जी अपने कथा के लिए जो है बहुत मशहूर है हमारा बहुत सौभाग्य है कि अभी इस वक्त गौर पूर्णिमा के महा शुभ अवसर पर जो है प्रभु जी का सानिध्य हमें प्राप्त होगा अगले तीन दिन तक आज कल और परसों ध्यानपूर्वक सुनिए तो जो लोग को हिंदी ट्रांसलेशन की आवश्यकता है हिंदी अनुवाद की आवश्यकता है वो पीछे आज ही हमारे भक्त हैं वहां पर धन्यवाद
Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namah श्रेष्ठम मनमपि सचिपुत्रम अत्र स्वरूपम रूपं दाशग्राजं मुरुपुरिं माथुरिं गोष्ठवाचिं राधाकुंडं गिरिवरं महो राधिका माधवासं प्रप्तो यस्य पतिता कृपाया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि अजानुलं बुतो भुजो कनकावदातो संकीर्तनैकपितरो कमलायताक्षो विश्वंभरो द्विजवरो युगदामपालो वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरो करुणावतारो अनापितचिरिं चिरात् करुणावतीर्णकरो समर्पयितं मनुज्ज्वलरसं स्वभक्तिश्रियं हरिपुरतसुन्दरद्युति कदम्बसन्दीपितः सदा हृदयखन्दरे स्फुरतु वा सचिनन्दनः उत्तम अधम किचुन वाचिल जाचियदिलैककोला काहे प्रेमानन्द एमान गौरङ्ग हृदय दारिय बोला भज गौरङ्ग का गौरङ्ग लाह गौरङ्गिर नाम रे बोलो भज गौरङ्ग का गौरङ्ग लाह गौरङ्गिर नाम रे जय जना गौरङ्ग बजे से होय अमर प्राण रे जय जना गौरङ्ग बजे से होय अमर प्राण रे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 ये शैव पदं भुज भक्ति लभ्य प्रेमाभिधाना परमा पुमत तस्मै जगन्मङ्गलमङ्गलाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते मद्गाव्यरूपि गोपाला स्वीकुर्यात् कृपया यदि तदैव सम्भया पीत्वा ऋषयुस्तत्प्रिया जनः श्रीकृष्ण कृष्ण चैतन्य सा सनातन रूपक गोपाल रघुनाथाप्ता व्रज बालभ पाहि मां पञ्च कोपतरुभिश्च कृप सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे It's very nice to be back in Punjabi Bagh. I hope all the devotees here are doing very well. So we sang this song. We should say a few words about this. This is written by one poet named Madhavidas. In some books say that it was written by someone named Kavi Ranjan. It's given in a number of different Gaudiya Vaishnava Padavali Kirtan books. So he describes that Shamira Gauravarna Ekadeha. Now Ekadeha, one body. Previously, Shamira Gaura. Previously there was a dark form and there was a golden form. Krishna has a dark complexion and Radharani is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. She has a golden complexion. But now those two, Ekadeha, they have one form. But Pamarajana, those sinful persons, they have some doubts about it. Iti koro is sandeha. And by that he's implying that if someone has some doubt about Gaura Avatar, if someone has some doubt that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined form of Radha and Krishna, that person is a very sinful person. He says, Sorabe Agora Murati Rasasar. And this form is the essence of rasa, rasasar. And Sorabe Agora Murati, it has a very, very sweet fragrance to it. He says, Pakalabena Dhyaichi Phala Sahakar. That his fragrance is like a tree that has so many very ripe mangoes. Because Krishna Leela is like a kacha mango. It's not fully ripe. And the fragrance is not complete. But when Radha and Krishna become one, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, then that's a pakka mango. That's a fully ripened fruit. Avatar, Gopa Janama, previously he was a Gopa, he was a cowherd boy, the son of Nanda Maharaj, and now Dvija Avatar, he's come as the best of the Brahmins. Nigamana Paya Niguda Bihar. This is such a secret pastime that the Vedic literatures, they don't describe it openly. They describe it in a covered way. Because he's Chana Avatar. He's a hidden incarnation. When it says in the Bhagavatam that the Lord is Tri Yuga, he only comes in three yugas, it doesn't mean that he does not come in Kali Yuga. But it means that when he comes in Kali Yuga, he's Chana Avatar. Or a hidden incarnation. Prakata Korola Harinama Vakana. And now he's coming and he's openly preaching, revealing the glories of his own name, of Krishna. Nari Purusha Muke Nasuniyana. And all the men and the women in this world, that's all that they're chanting under the influence of Gaura Avatar. Everyone is chanting Hare Krishna. This is the Hare Krishna movement. Our ISKCON institution is part of that Hare Krishna movement. Prabhupada writes that in Chaitanya Charitamrita in one purport. He said this ISKCON is one branch of the Chaitanya tree. We should understand the essence of this movement is to get everyone to chant Hare Krishna. And in our society, we're training Brahmins, we're training preachers, we're having educational classes, we're doing deity worship, we're having festivals and functions that are going on. And that's part of this institution. But this Hare Krishna mantra is something for everyone, everywhere. And the purpose of this movement is to tell everyone there's a great fire going on in the world and everyone should chant Hare Krishna. When we're going on Harinam, when we introduce this mantra to people, we should tell people that you should tell this mantra to everyone. You should give this mantra to everyone. Everyone should chant Hare Krishna. It's not just the possession of this ISKCON movement. But the purpose of our society is to get everyone to chant. We want people like George Harrison and Boy George and everyone to chant Hare Krishna and get everyone else to chant. Even they may not be part officially of this society. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, and this society is meant to serve that. Nari Purusha Mukhi Nasuni Ana. Everyone is chanting, and they're not hearing anything else other than that chanting. Kori Ghora Charana Kamala Madhupan. So the poet, the author of this song, Madhavi Das, who is a servant of Madhavi Devi, the dear associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's singing that Kori Ghora Charana Kamala Madhupan, that he's tasting the nectar of the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sarasa Sangita Madhavi Dasa Bhan, and he's singing this very beautiful song. So, Gaura Purnima is coming in a few days, and we'd like to contemplate something about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who Madhavi Das is saying, is Nigamanapaya I Niguda Bihar. He's doing pastimes which the Vedas can't understand. This is a very confidential subject matter. So we should understand something about it. Rupa Goswami, in his Upadeshamrita, he describes there that Sadvidim Prati Lakshanam, there's six different exchanges between devotees. And we should have these. Prabhupada writes that this Krishna consciousness movement is created so these six kinds of loving exchanges can go on. And two of those loving exchanges are Guyam Aketi Prichiti, to speak something confidential, to inquire something confidential. So the purpose of this movement is to speak something and to inquire something confidential. We have to learn the art of speaking. And when you're speaking to a one-year-old baby, then you speak in a certain way. You may say, boo-boo. You make some little noise. But if you're speaking to some professor from Cambridge University, you don't tell him, boo-boo, like that. He'll become offended with you. You have to speak according to that person. So we want also to have some time for devotees. When we're speaking to outside people, we speak to them about vegetarianism. Prabhuji, are you a vegetarian? Yes? You don't eat eggs or fish or anything? Please don't. So everybody here, I think, is a vegetarian. So we don't have to speak about that thing. It's a very unpleasant thing, actually. We'd like to speak something which is guyam, confidential, for this sangha. When you're speaking to outside people, vegetarianism may be something confidential, and that may be appropriate. But we should learn what is appropriate in what circumstance. We should read the books of Srila Prabhupada. At the end of the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada says that all the members of this Krishna conscious movement must read all the books that have been given. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other literatures. He says if they don't do that, then after some time they'll simply eat, sleep, and fall down from their position. So Srila Prabhupada has given, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is a postgraduate study. But we have to have this. We need this for our devotees. Otherwise, devotees may end up leaving. They may go somewhere else. We should understand something about the amazing nature of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and this Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. So we've chosen a verse that we'd like to speak on for the next 3 days. This is the sixth verse of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Mangalacharana of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this verse, in many ways, encapsulates or contains within it the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we can recite this verse a few times responsibly. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidri Sovanayaiva. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidri Sovanayaiva. Svadyo Yinad Bhuta Madhurima Kidri Sovamadiyaha. Svadyo Yinad Bhuta Madhurima Kidri Sovamadiyaha. Sokyam Jashamanu Bhavada Kidri Samvitti Lobhat. Sokyam Jashamanu Bhavata Kidri Samvitti Lobhat. Tad Bhavaja Samajani Sachi Garbha Sindho Harindu. Tadbhavadya samajani sachi garbha sindho harindu. Others? Any Matajis? Shri Radhaya Ashimati Radharani Pranaya Mahima, the greatness of the love. Kidrisaha, of what kind? Va, or Anaya, by this one, Radha, Eva, alone, Asvadyaha, to be relished, Jena, by that love, Adbhuta Madhurima, the wonderful sweetness. Kidrisa, of what kind? Va, or Madhyaha, of me. Sokyam, the happiness. Cha, and Asyaha, her. Mat Anubhavataha, from realization of my sweetness. Kidrisam, of what kind? Va, or iti, thus, lobhat, from the desire. Tat, her, bhava adyaha, richly endowed with emotions. Samajani, took birth. Sachi garbha, of the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi. Sindho, in the ocean. Hari, Lord Krishna. Induhu, like the moon. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. The Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. Please repeat, desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. Srila Prabhupada's not given a purport to this, but I would like to read something from Srila Prabhupada's teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This is from Prabhupada's introduction. He says, Radha and Krishna are one. And when Krishna desires to enjoy pleasure, he manifests himself as Radharani. The spiritual exchange of love between Radha and Krishna is the actual display of the internal pleasure potency of Krishna. Although we speak of when Krishna desires, just when he did desire, we cannot say. We only speak in this way because in conditional life, we take it that everything has a beginning. However, in the absolute or spiritual life, there is neither beginning nor end. Yet in order to understand that Radha and Krishna are one, and that they also become divided, the question when automatically comes to mind. When Krishna desired to enjoy his pleasure potency, he manifested himself in the separate form of Radharani. And when he wanted to understand himself through the agency of Radha, he united with Radharani, and that unification is called Lord Chaitanya. So this is a very, very big subject. This is a postgraduate study topic. We don't often speak about these subject matters because they're very elevated subject matters. But we have to understand something about this. If we don't understand something about Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his internal and external reasons for coming, then how is it that we can hope to get that thing which he's coming to give? Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 4, texts 15 and 16, the following. I'll sing this and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Prema rasa niryasa korite ashradan raga maga bhakti loke korite prachan Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Rasika Shekara Krishna Paramakaruna Ei Dui Hetu Hoite Ichara Udgama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna He says that Ei Dui Hetu Hoite Ichara Udgama, that the Lord had two desires, two reasons for appearing as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. These are a Bahiranga Karan, an external reason, and an Antaranga Karan, or an internal reason. In Kaviraj Goswami, he describes the external reason as Raga Marga Bhakti Loke Korite Pracharan, to propagate spontaneous love for the Lord. That was his external purpose. To propagate Braj Bhav was an external reason for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. But prema rasa nirjasa korite asvadan, to taste the sweet essence of the love of Radharani, is his internal purpose. And this verse we're reading today describes three internal reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first of which is Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidriso. The word Kidriso is repeated three times in this verse. Kidriso means what is. He wants to know, what is this thing? Sri Radhaya Pranaya Kidriso Vamadiya. What is the nature, Srila Prabhupada translates this, of Radharani's love? But if we study the verse very carefully, a question arises. What is the necessity of the word pranaya? If we study Rupa Goswami's literatures, we can see there are different stages of love. Different stages amongst the gopis. Rupa Goswami has described these. Sneha man, pranaya rag, anurag bhav, ruda mahabhav, adi ruda mahabhav, moranakya mahabhav, and maranakya mahabhav. Of all of these, pranaya is one of them, and is not the last limit. So why does Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami use this word, pranaya? This gives us some answer to another question. What is the necessity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepting the complexion of Srimati Radharani? Krishna could have simply come in the mood of a devotee and he could have kept his blackish complexion. What was the necessity of him accepting the complexion of Srimati Radharani? This is a question before us. It's a very, very deep question. This is a very important question for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We should understand something about this, even in some theoretical way. This is a subject matter that I've heard several times from my revered spiritual master. And he told us that we should speak this thing to help uphold the prestige of Prabhupada's society. It's necessary. We should understand something about the complete understanding of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Even if that understanding is a little theoretical, it's important. Gaura Leela could be compared to a cake. A cake has two elements. We were speaking about this last night. It has the very sweet icing on the top, and it has the sponge part, the bread kind of part, the sponge part below. Both are required if you want to taste a cake. And so Gaura Leela is like a cake. The majority of that cake is a sponge part, and that's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Prachar Leela, his preaching pastimes. And that's his main activity. But there's another aspect of Gaura Leela which is very, very sweet, and it's more confidential. And that aspect is compared to the icing. And that's the Gaura Gambira Leela. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to relish. If we don't understand both of these aspects, we can't understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu properly. Some Vaishnavas, they only want to take the icing of the cake, and they're not interested in the preaching part. But if you only take the icing, if all you do, like sometimes a child likes to only eat the icing of the cake and not the sponge part, you can't digest it, and you'll become sick. You may become a sahajiya if all that you take is the icing part. And on the other hand, if all you take is the sponge part, it may become very dry. Both things are required. But we should take this cake. This cake is not meant for us, but this cake is something which is meant to be eaten by our Gurujanas. And after they've tasted that cake, then we eat their remnants that we get from their mouth. Gyane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam. When they speak that thing, they're speaking that Krishna Leela, that Gaura Leela, jivanti sanmukaritam. That's the life of the devotees. And what do we do after we've heard that thing? Jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam. What is the next line, Krishna? Stane stita shudigatam danuvan manobir. You stay where you're at. If you have a big meal put in front of you and the idea is you want to eat, then don't go running around. How will you be able to taste what you've been given? So we've heard something from our Gurujanas. So then after you've heard that, what's required is you should sit down. And tanuvan manobir, with your body, mind and words, you should relish what you've gotten. And if you do that, then you can conquer Krishna, who is unconquerable. So it's important that we understand something about the esoteric nature of Gaura Leela. There's no difference between Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gaura Leela is Krishna Leela. My revered spiritual master, oftentimes he would say that Gaura Leela is a parishishta or an appendix of Krishna Leela. In Krishna Leela, not everything was complete. There were three things primarily left incomplete. And these three things are the subject matter of this verse. Three types of greed, viti lobhat, that the Lord had, loba. He had these three types of greed that weren't satisfied in Krishna Leela. So this is a very confidential thing. There's no difference between Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela, just as there's no difference between Krishna and his name, Abhinatva Nama Namino. But Srila Rupa Goswami, he says, Apurva Smat Parameva Tatrapi Janimahi, that there's no difference between Krishna and his name, but one difference is there. Krishna's name is better. Better. Because it's more merciful. So there's no difference between Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela, but one difference is there. Pakalabhena yaichi phala sahakar. Gaura Leela is fully ripe. It's a fully ripe and mellow. It's more merciful Leela. Therefore, he's Maha Vadanyaya Avatar. And we often think of him that way. But why is he so merciful? And why has he accepted this golden complexion? So these are some subject matters that we want to explore in the next few days. It's a very crooked and mysterious path that we'd like to try to go on with the devotees. We want to try to understand something about this wonderful feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here in UP, many people, they don't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At best, maybe they think he was a great preacher or a great saint. But we should understand very deeply what was his position. And I think we'll finish at this point. And if anybody has any questions, we can take questions. But tomorrow we'd like to speak something more about why the word pranaya is used. Why this particular word? And we'd like to systematically try to study something of this verse. So we'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments they'd like to add? Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Numi Krishna Sarupam. That he's Krishna Sarup, but Radha Bhava Dyuti, Srimati Radharani's complexion and her mood are covering Krishna. So this is a very big question. We'd like to start addressing this thing tomorrow. Anybody else has any other points or questions or anything? We can continue then a little something. This word pranaya is described by Srila Rupa Goswami in his literatures and by Jiva Goswami. Kaviraj Goswami, he uses this word pranaya several times. He says, Radha Krishna pranaya vrikatir hladini shaktir asmad. Again, he uses the word pranaya. That Prabhupada translates it, Radha Krishna pranaya, the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Again, he just gives a general definition of the word pranaya, meaning love. Radha Krishna pranaya vrikatir hladini shaktir asmad. That their transformations of the internal pleasure-giving potency of the Lord. What is pranaya? Rupa Goswami defines pranaya, mano dadano vishrambam pranaya prochite buddhai. That persons who are Buddha or learned persons, they know this subject matter and they say that when man becomes condensed and assumes the stage of vishramba, it becomes pranaya. So what is man and what is vishramba? Man is loving sulkiness. When Srimati Radharani becomes transcendentally angry with Krishna. And this is not the anger like your wife sometimes may give you. This is a different kind of anger. This is a type of loving ecstasy. And it gives Krishna so much divine pleasure. It's not something ordinary whatsoever. So when that man, when that loving sulkiness becomes more and more condensed, it assumes a stage known as vishramba. At that time it becomes pranaya. So in his Lochana Rochani Tika, in his previous verse, Jiva Goswami, he explains what vishramba is. Vishrambam priyajanena saha swashyabeda mananam. Vishramba means when there's a feeling of non-difference between the hero and the heroine, or the lover and the beloved. When Radha and Krishna become one. This is pranaya. And this is why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes this particular word. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna, Radha Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. He's a combined form of Radha and Krishna. And his Ananda Chandrika Tika, on this previous verse, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes, Suprana mano buddhi deha parichara adibihi kanta prana mano buddhya dare kai yabhavana janyam. When, he defines what vishramba is, when the lover's life, mind and intelligence, body and garments become one with the beloved's life, mind, intelligence, body and garments, that's vishramba. So, Srila Prabhupada, he's described this state of vishramba. We were just reading from the introduction to teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He says that Radha and Krishna are one. And when Krishna desires to enjoy himself separately, that becomes Radha. But again, when he wants to understand himself to the agency of Radha, then he unites with Radharani. And that unification is called Lord Chaitanya. So this is a very, very confidential subject matter. Nigamanapaya e nigudapvihar. Even the Vedic literatures, they don't touch on this secret pastime. It's a very confidential thing to understand. It's a very high subject matter. I don't know, again, how many of you are qualified for this, but we should hear this. Srila Prabhupada has given us these books. He's given us these teachings. And we should have some understanding about it to help uphold the prestige of this society. So we'll stop there and we'll continue something tomorrow about the dress of Radha and Krishna and why it is that Srimati Radharani has a blue sari and why Krishna has a yellow dhoti and why Radharani is golden, why Krishna is blackish, and why blackish Shamsundar, why he becomes Gurasundar. What is the necessity of him accepting the complexion of Srimati Radharani? Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari ki, Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo.